بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Allah give us توفيق as we near these Mubarak times of the year, the best times in the year. Allah give us توفيق to reach the month of Ramadan. Allah's Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم asked Allah for baraka in Rajab and Sha'ban. Now us being in Sha'ban, and Allah's Nabi begged Allah, وبلغنا رمضان. Allah make us reach Ramadan, because certainly there's no guarantee. The Sahabi we learn about was a Sahabi connected to Qur'an. He was a man who loved Qur'an. He was known as the Khatib of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sahabi who lectured on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest of lecturers being none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What must be the caliber of a Sahabi who was titled by everyone, by all and sundry, the Khatib, the lecturer of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine his eloquence. Imagine his clarity in speech. Imagine the effect he had on the hearts of humanity. If he was held as being so close to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was very close to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu as well, who we are in the discussion of. We discussed some portions of the life of Hazrat Khalid radiallahu anhu. Allah give us tawfiq to complete. Anyway, this Sahabi is known as Khatib Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a man who Allah's Nabi said, do not worry, you are not from the people of the fire, you are the people of Jannah. A man who Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ni'ma al-Rajul, how wonderful a man he is. Who is he? None other than Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah give us tawfiq to emulate the glorious Sahaba radiyallahu anhum. The Sahabi's history, the Sahabi's incidents start from the Medinan stages. He was from the people of Medina Munawwara. And what happened was, in history, in the past, before the time of Hijrah, there were wars taking place in Medina. And these wars took place between two tribes, namely Al-Aws wal-Khazraj. Interestingly, the ancestry of these two tribes goes back to the same parents, namely the same mother. They were known as Banu Qayla. They shared same parents and they come from there. That's why when both these tribes were referred to with the same title, they are known as Banu Qayla, the children of Qayla. Imagine, so much of hostility came into them that wars and feuds lasted for many, many years. And nitty-gritty issues, small, small issues, like issues out of tissues, would start huge wars and flares and battles. This was before the advent of Islam. Amongst those who participated in these battles, the last of which being Bu'ath. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha speaks about Bu'ath, how Allah Ta'ala made it such that through Bu'ath, Allah paved the way for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah then brought unity in this wonderful community through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the beautiful deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This Sahabi Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu was from the Khazraj tribe, and Aws actually were almost annihilating them in this culmination of these battles known as Bu'ath. Then Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu was taken captive, and he actually happened to fall in the hands of a man by the name of Zubair bin Bata Quradi from the Banu Qurayza tribe. But they, in these wars, fought, they were as allies of the Aws. Now what was happening was, the Jewish tribes of Medina had joined different Arab local tribes. And they used to make sure that the feud amongst the Arabs continued. If and whenever there was some inclination towards a truce or peace, the Jews would then kindle that war and flare it up again with their twisted tongues, with their evil intentions, because through keeping the others fighting, through keeping the others in conflict, they behind the scenes ruled the entire scene. They ruled the conditions. They were actually in charge, but they had to keep that control over the others by keeping them at loggerheads with one another. This was their treacherous method. This was their despicable, dirty, deadly tricks that they used to harm the societies. But very, very sad is this condition of theirs, that they had belief in Tawheed. Instead of becoming a mercy unto people, they mised with the belief in one Allah. Instead of kindly telling the local Arabs there, the local Ansari tribes, Aws and Khazraj, those that originally came from Yemen, those who were good people, instead of the Jews politely, kindly telling them that, why do you worship idols? Don't you worship the Creator, the one Allah? It was known that the Jews believed in Tawheed, but sadly, they didn't share it. Allah forgive us, sadly, sadly. Today, the Muslim is doing the same thing. We're hoarding our deen and keeping it to ourselves. This is unfair. This is unjust. This is an indictment. This is an injustice towards humanity when we hoard the deen and keep it to ourselves. Anyway, amongst those who fell captive was Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu anhu. He fell captive in the hands of Zubair bin Bata. And Zubair bin Bata, being a Jew, just then Allah Ta'ala's help came, where Aws then did not want to annihilate the Khazraj. And Zubair bin Bata showed kindness to Hazrat Thabit, and then instead of killing him, shaved off the front part of his head, the forelock, and then liberated him. This is how it all started. Then it so happened that it was 11th year Hijri, a few of the Khazraj tribe, some youth from the Khazraj tribe, they were on pilgrimage. Allah knows the actual reason, but they were looking for some sort of peace, to bring peace in Medina. And Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his jola, in his gush, in his meeting people, it was during the time of Hajj, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees these wonderful youth from Yathrib, known at that time as Yathrib, from Medina Munawwarah. These youth were namely As'ad ibn Zarara, Auf ibn al-Harith, Rafi' ibn Malik, Qutbah ibn Amir, Uqbah ibn Amir, Jabir bin Abdullah bin Ri'ab. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees these youth. They were allies of the Jews. They heard about the final Nabi of Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam approaches them and says to them, can I sit with you all? Can I speak to you all about something interesting, something beneficial to you all? Allama ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions this gush of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the initial stages of the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his magnum opus, in his kitab called Al-Bidayah wa Nihaya. He mentions how Allah's Nabi goes to the different tribes, and finally late at night Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meets these youth and he says to them, can I sit with you all? Can I share with you all something that will definitely be beneficial to you all? They said, sure, please sit with us. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said to them, man antum, who are you all? We are men from the Khazraj and we are allies of the Jews. Allah's Nabi said, afala tajlisoon ukallimkum, come, let's talk. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke to them about Allah, about the beauty of Islam, the beauty of deen. Watala alayhim al-Qur'an. Allah's Nabi in his da'wat recited Qur'an Kareem to them. And then they are looking at each other. They were inspired. They were affected. Then they're saying to them, they're saying, innahu lan nabiyyu alladhi tawa'adakum bihi yahud fala tasbiqannakum ilayhi fa'asri'u ila ijabati da'watihi wa aslimu. Hey, the Jews always threatened us and they said the final Nabi of Allah will come and with him we will torture you Arabs, we'll torture you people like Ad and Thamud were punished and eradicated and exterminated. We'll do this to you. Sadly, look at the ruthlessness and the harshness and the cruelty of the Jews. Instead of calling them, they would threaten them. But Allahu Akbar, Allah Hidayat, Allah Hidayat Dene Wale Hai, Allah Hidayat Dene Wale Hai. That same statement with the Jews threatened them, actually pricked their hearts. Let us supersede them to accept the faith of this final Nabi of Allah. We are meeting him now. They grabbed the hands of Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This report indicates that they wanted to supersede the Yahud to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, they felt that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could bring peace between them and the Aws. And these young men embraced Islam. They accepted the deen of Allah ta'ala. They returned from that Hajj. Ya Allah, they went for some reason. Allah saw that goodness in their hearts. Allah Ta'ala gave them hidayah through His karam and His mercy. Others who refuted, rejected Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's du'as for humanity's hidayah, got accepted in the form of these men from Ansar, Allahu Akbar, from Medina Munawwara. They go back home. They did not keep the deen and hoard the deen for themselves. They spread the deen. The next year, the six of them come back with seven new young men. So five from the previous year, seven from the new year, and then 12 of them come and meet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam late at night. These young men, from the 12, 10 were from the Khazraj, 2 were from the Aus this year, the next year, which was the first bay'ah, bay'atul Aqaba. They met Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the Aqaba of Mina, where the pelting takes place after midnight. Discreetly, they met the Nabi of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They learned deen, they learned iman, they took bay'ah upon his Mubarak hands to sacrifice for his deen and to uplift the deen. The two from the Aws were Abul Haytham, Hazrat Abul Haytham ibn Tayyahan radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Uwaym bin Sa'idah radiallahu anhu. The remaining 10 were from the Khazraj, 5 from the previous year, and the remainder new from this year. And then they requested Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Nabi of Allah, people are prepared to accept the deen in Medina Munawwara. Send with us those who will teach us. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent two sahaba, Allahu Akbar, great sahaba, Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umair radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah bin Ummi Maktoum radiallahu anhu, and they went in the path of Allah from the 12th year to the 13th year. They spent 1 year in Medina Munawwara giving da'wat, making gush, meeting people, teaching people, inspiring people, motivating people, uniting people. And deen spread in Medina Munawwara in abundance, Ya Allah, in abundance, like wildfire. People were searching for Allah. People were searching for truth. Really, in today's time also, people are looking for the deen of Allah. People are searching for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave us tawfiq. It was last week Thursday, on our way to meet my grandfather. Allah gave us tawfiq. We stopped at a garage. My brother needed to relieve himself. So I said, I have a few minutes here. Why waste this 10-15 minutes? Came out of the car, just distributed some literature on the beauty of deen. It was late at night. It was about 9 o'clock. And in that, there was one man. I asked him, brother, what would you read? A booklet that I would offer you? He says, sure. So I said, what language? He said, Afrikaans. So I had this book, Islam Is, a wonderful book, easily available. And I presented this book to him. And I gave to others and spoke to them politely, tried to speak to them in the languages they knew, a little bit of Zulu, a little bit here, a little bit there, trying to cheer people up, trying to call people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to make people understand the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just then as I walked towards the vehicle, this man calls me. He says, brother, may I ask you a question? I say, sure. He says, you know, the fact that I'm standing before you today is a miracle. I say, why? He says, 2 days ago, I actually committed suicide. I tried to commit suicide. I don't even know how I'm here today. And then he says, you know, I have everything. I have wealth. I have homes. I have cars. I have things. But why am I so restless? Why is my heart so sad? Why is my heart so empty? Ya Allah. Allah Ta'ala helped me to share this ilm with him, this information with him, that is in our deen. So I tried to console him, tried to show him love. And I explained to him, you see, my brother, the things we have, all the things in the world, these things are desires of the body. The food we eat, the things we have, the passions we have, the cars we drive, everything else. All these things could please the body. But the happiness of a person is connected to one's ruh, one's soul. So he says, okay. He wanted a further explanation. So I said to him something to this effect, that see, if you get home, maybe there wasn't food, your wife didn't make anything, what you'll do? You're hungry, you're starving, you're restless, maybe she's gone out, she's gone somewhere. Until you make yourself a sandwich, put some tomato, put some cheese, something, and have something, you'll feel restless. I asked him, he said, yes. Okay, you have, the weather is cold. It's bitterly cold, you're freezing. Until you put on a jacket or sit by the heater, you'll be restless. These are needs of the body. In the same way, when we don't fulfill the need of the soul, it becomes restless. He says, yes. So I say, every Nabi of Allah, every messenger of God came to teach us how to feed that soul. He says, yes, yes. So I explained to him, he asked, now, what is the food of the soul? So we explain to him the love of Allah, that relationship with Allah, that dua we make to Allah, the recital of the Quran. He says, you know, I always wanted to read the Quran, but I was always under the impression that it's not allowed for non-Muslims. And I always wanted to visit the masjid, but we were never welcome in the masjid. And I could understand what he's saying, because I remember years ago, there was a man in Louis Trichardt who wanted to enter the masjid, and a brother tells him, I'm sorry, you people are not welcome here. Allah forgive us. That was total ignorance of an individual who can say to a person a thing like this. This was a personal incident, an elderly man at the age of 80 today, this was 10 years ago, he tells me. That's why, through that incident, I could understand that yes, there is this jahiliyat in us, that we feel, Allah forgive us, that holier than thou. We think that deen belongs to us, and it's not to be shared with others. Remember, this is not something that we have to hoard to ourselves. This is the mercy of Allah for the entire humanity. We have to share it with them. Alhamdulillah, the discussion completed fruitful with that brother. Hazrat Mus'ab radiallahu anhu, who is the inspiration to all of us, he went to Medina Munawwara, he gave da'wat, he invited to Allah Ta'ala, Islam spread, he showed character. How senior sahaba in Medina Munawwara embraced Islam through the akhlaq of Hazrat Mus'ab radiallahu anhu. A sahabi by the name of Hazrat Usayd bin Hudayr, he met Hazrat Mus'ab, he rebuked Hazrat Mus'ab, but how he was inspired and he changed. Hazrat Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, and all the sahaba. In that, Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas hears that Hazrat Mus'ab is staying by the house of Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu. So he goes there, and he heard Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu making tilawat of the Quran. And Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas was a man of eloquence. He was a literate man. At that time, where reading and writing was something very, very rare, He was advanced and very skilled in that. He heard the beautiful recital of the Quran Kareem. It immediately permeated his heart. It made him embrace Islam on the spot. He went to his mother. He narrated this to her. She came. She was eloquent. It was her, Hazrat Kabsha binti Waqid radiallahu anha, who with her son embraced Islam. She inspired her children from a young age to be literate, to be intelligent, to read, to know, and so forth. This was her one son, Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu anhu, but actually all her children. Her other son was Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, known as the Shair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's personal special poet. Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu anhu was the Khatib of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her children were very, very literate. Her daughter was Amra binti Rawaha radiallahu anha. Interestingly, Hazrat Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu's mother's name was also Kabsha. So Hazrat Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu's mother was Kabsha binti Rafi' radiallahu anha. And Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu anhu's mother was Kabsha binti Waqid radiallahu anha. Both of them would encourage their children to be by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is a true Muslim mother, would encourage her children to sacrifice for deen, and would encourage her children to do more for the deen of Allah Ta'ala, because the investment of the hereafter is permanent. Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu then wedded a sahabiya by the name of Habiba binti Sahal radiallahu anha. An interesting name, Habiba, Habiba radiallahu anha. There was quite a few Habibas in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another was Habiba binti Abi Umama. We just mentioned Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara, the sahabi who was the guide of Hazrat Mus'ab bin Umayr in Medina Munawwara in their efforts to spread deen. And he was their host and he took care of them. His daughter was Habiba radiallahu anha. And when her child was born, Hazrat Sahal bin Hunayf married her. And when their child was born, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam named their child with the appellation Abu Umama, and named him after his grandfather, his mother's father, Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara, because Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara was amongst those Sahaba who passed away. He actually passed away before the arrival of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into Medina Munawwara. When Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did arrive, Hazrat Abdullah bin Rawaha held on to the reins of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, O Nabi of Allah, come to us, come to us. We will host you. O Nabi of Allah, we'll do everything for you. Ilayna ya Rasulullah, haythul izz wal man'a, complete honor for you, and our protection is totally for you, O Nabi of Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, leave the reins. It is commanded by Allah where to descend, where to halt, and where to sit. Then Hazrat Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Nabi of Allah, نَمْنَعُكَ مِمَّا نَمْنَعُ مِنْهُ أَنفُسَنَا وَأُولَادَنَا فَمَا لَنَا. O Nabi of Allah, we will protect you and protect the deen like we protect our own lives. So we'll protect deen with our life. And we'll protect our deen and we'll protect you like we protect our own children. O Nabi of Allah, what is our reward for that? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your reward is Jannah. Your reward is Jannah. The Sahabi Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas says, O Nabi of Allah, yes, we are satisfied. That is what we want as our reward. We want Jannah as our reward. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered Sahaba. Among the first efforts of Medina Munawwara was to create the system of brotherhood and love, so that one does not look down upon the next, so that one does not belittle the next. Allah Ta'ala save us from this disease. Islam unites us. The brotherhood of Islam is that bond of love, is a bond thicker than blood, irrespective of color, race, nationality. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took Sahaba from Makkah Mukarrama, Muhajireen, Sahaba from Medina Munawwara, Ansar, and made them brothers, and they became so close. Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu, his lot from the Sahaba of Makkah was Hazrat Amir bin Abil Bukayr radiallahu anhu. A great Sahabi. A Sahabi who was from those who embraced Islam in the initial Meccan stages. Him and his brothers. He was Hazrat Amir radiallahu anhu. His brothers were Hazrat Aqil, Iyas and Khalid. They were the children of Abul Bukayr. They were actually in complete seven brothers if we look at their mother. But their father, the same father, there were four brothers. And they were among the first to take the bay'ah at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allama al-Dhahabi says, these four brothers from the same father were the only, these four brothers all were Badri. Ma shahida badran ikhwatun arba'atun siwahum. What an accolade. What an accolade. Ma shahida badran ikhwatun arba'atun siwahum. Four sons, all were veterans of Badr. Ya Allah, what an achievement. Interestingly, their mother was a mother of seven Badri Sahaba. Subhanallah, subhanallah. These are achievements. The achievements of the hereafter. Her name was Hazrat Afra, Afra radiallahu anha. Really, Sahaba gave their lives for Allah's deen. Allah give us tawfiq to sacrifice for deen, and Allah enable us to emulate the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. When Allah Ta'ala blessed Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu with his son, he brought his son to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the tahniq with an ajwa date, placing the date in the child's mouth. Subhanallah, how fortunate. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam named him Muhammad, wasammahu Muhammada. Hazrat Thabit was so pleased by that. And he always loved to be titled Aba Muhammad. Aba Muhammad. Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu stuck to the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He attended every discourse, every halaqa of ta'aleem, every program presented by Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu was there. Then he became very ill. Allah's Nabi came to visit him. Subhanallah. Allah's Nabi came to visit Hazrat Thabit. And Allah's Nabi gave him dua. Adhib al-Ba'as, Rabb al-Nas, Anthabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas. O the Lord of humanity, remove the ailment. Cure Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas. Allah cured him and he was back onto his mission of being in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He stayed by the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In most expeditions, we might find him to be very, very near, because he was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We find in Sirah, in the history of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on many occasions Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would send Hazrat Thabit to gather the Ansar, like after the expedition of Uhud. He was very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then came the fourth year where the Banu Nadir were banished and there was a lot of booty from there. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Hazrat Thabit bin Qais to call the Ansar, to consult with them what should be done, what should be done with the booties. And the Ansar insisted that these booties should be given to our brothers, the Muhajireen. The Ansar was so kind, so soft-hearted. They had given the Muhajireen from the beginning. They had carried the Muhajireen and spent on the Muhajireen. Here Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making mashura with them, and still they are saying, okay, give this area as well. Distribute it amongst our Muhajiri brothers. The report mentions Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Ansar, do you all want this system that the Muhajireen leave you all's homes in this vicinity of Medina Munawwara near Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in this other area where the Jews lived, I distribute that area for the Muhajireen so they can leave your homes and move into that area. Allahu Akbar. The response of Hazrat Sa'ad bin Mu'adh and Sa'ad bin Ubadah radiallahu anhumah, O Nabi of Allah, you distribute that new area for the Muhajireen, and what where they are living by us, they should stay there as well. Allahu Akbar. The other Ansar called out, Radina wa Sallamna Ya Rasulullah, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are happy with the decision, with the opinions of Sa'ad bin Ubadah and Sa'ad bin Mu'adh, because they were very senior Sahaba in Medina Munawwara. O Nabi of Allah, we are happy and we accept. Allah's Nabi's heart poured in du'as, Allahumma arhamil ansar wa abna al ansar. Ya Allah, show your most special mercies to the Ansar and the progenies of the Ansar. Ya Allah, bless them. Abna al ansar, the offspring of the Ansar. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala praises the Ansar that la yajiduna fi sudurihim hajatan mimma utu. That the Ansar didn't feel any hurt in their heart when booties were given to the Muhajireen. They even gave a preferential treatment to the Muhajireen. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. And they preferred others, their Muhajiri brothers, over themselves. Allah forgive us. Look at our system today. Sometimes we set up in a certain place, new people come. Number one, Allah forgive us, sometimes we look down upon others, considering them as foreigners. Actually, this attitude is contrary to deen. Our deen came and cured this disease that looked down upon another because he comes from another land. All the lands belong to Allah. Show love to others. Show kindness to others. Make opportunities for others. And remember, we are brothers in deen. Never look down upon another because of his color, because of his race, because of his background, because of his nationality. Take pity on him. Show mercy to him. Maybe he's trying hard to earn, to provide for his family who are in a far off land. Show rahmah to a guest. Make him feel at home. How Allah Ta'ala will be happy with us. This is what the Ansar did. In one report, there was a guest who came to Medina Munawwara. O Nabi of Allah, I have suffered. I'm through so much of difficulty. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tried to find anything by his homes. Nothing was available. Allah's Nabi made tashkeel. He asked Sahaba. He offered them the opportunity. Ala rajul, who is there? Yudhifuhu hadhihi layla yurihhu Allah. Who will be hospitable? Who will be hospitable to this guest for this night? Allah will give him raha and peace and happiness. Hazrat Thabit got up. O Nabi of Allah, I will. He takes the Sahabi home. He says to his wife, Allah's Nabi's guest, do not withhold anything. She said, all I have is nourishment for my children. So Hazrat Thabit says, what you do is let the children sleep. Switch off the light and we'll spend the night hungry. But let our guest eat. This is the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next day Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah is happy with this person and this person. That was Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu and his wife. Quran paints this picture, the scene of Sahaba remaining hungry but feeding a guest. وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةٌ. They prefer, they make ithar of others over themselves. Even though they are in need, they need. Allah knows their need. But they conceal that for Allah's pleasure. And they feed others for the sake of Allah. This is Sahaba. Yeh hai Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The same incident, a similar incident is narrated about Hazrat Abu Talha Ansari radiallahu anhum. Like also narrated about Hazrat Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Another very interesting incident that happened where Hazrat Thabit radiallahu anhu was also involved in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the expedition called Ghazwa Banil Mustaliq. This was the 5th year Hijri. The incidents narrate that this area were planning an attack on Medina Munawwara. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wisdom was he reached them before they even made their first move. Alhamdulillah, with the help of Allah ta'ala, the Muslims were victorious and everyone was captured before they even made their move to try and eradicate Medina Munawwara. Their leader was Harith bin Abi Dirar. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala's help came and this entire people were then defeated and conquered. And then everyone were taken as captives. When the captives were distributed, the leader's daughter, Harith bin Abi Dirar's daughter, was Juwayriyah radiallahu anha. At that time they were not Muslim. And she came into the share of Hazrat Thabit bin Qais radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Thabit felt he will make her mukatab. She requested to be a mukatab. Mukatab is where someone asks for a fee, that she'll pay this fee and then she will, like, on paying that fee, would become liberated. When he had given her a certain figure to pay, she comes to the Nabi of Allah because she knows the kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying, O Nabi of Allah, you know my condition. I am the daughter of the leader of this community, and what I find here, I find myself in a difficult situation. O Nabi of Allah, I had fallen into the lot of Thabit bin Qais bin Shammas and he made me mukatab. I have come to you to help me. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of this incident. Hazrat Aisha, our mother radiallahu anha, says she comes to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, O Nabi of Allah, my difficulty is not hidden from you. Can you assist me in this payment? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will assist you, but can I make an offer to you? Hallaki fi khayrin min dhalik, a better offer. She says, what is it, O Nabi of Allah? Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I will pay what is upon you, your debts, and I propose for you, for your hand in marriage. She says, O Nabi of Allah, nothing can be better than that. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made those arrangements. Now the news came out to the Muslims. Allah's Nabi has wedded the leader's daughter. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Juwayriyah. She embraced Islam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wedded her. Now the Sahaba are saying, all the people who are now our captives, Asharu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are the in-law family of family members of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they are the relatives of our mother Ummul Mu'mineen. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that through the barakat of this marriage, more than 100 families were liberated. Then Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, فَمَا أَعْلَمُ مْرَأَةً كَانَتْ أَعْظَمَ بَرَكَةً عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهَا مِنْهَا. I don't know that a woman could have brought more barakat to her relatives than Hazrat Juwayriyah radiallahu anha. Amazing is that this is the statement of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, our mother, our pure-hearted mother, our special mother. Our mother Ummul Mu'mineen is praising our other mother, who also becomes the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what barakat she brought to her family, what barakat came upon her family through Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam wedding her. More so, these people, when they were liberated, they were shocked at the aspect of respect in Islam. Every one of them said, this is Islam, this is respect, this is the beauty of deen. They are respecting us because of this relationship. Every one of them embraced Islam. More than 100 families came into Islam through the barakat of the marriage of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to our mother Juwayriyah radiallahu anha. Ya Allah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's everything was for humanity's hidayat. Everything was for humanity to get saved from Jahannam and get Jannat. Allahu Akbar, what a month has dawned upon us. What a month has dawned upon us. The friend of Allah says, شهر بدا عليه من الأنوار إكليل، شهر تحاياه تكبير وتهليل، شهر عليه من الإجلال روعته، له بكل بقاع الأرض تبجيل، شهر التقى والهدى والصوم حين بدت أنواره زهقت منه الأباطيل، شهر تفتح أبواب النعيم به والتوب فيه من العاصين مقبول، الله عظمه قدرا وفضله وليس بعد كلام الله تفضيل، فأنزل الوحي بالقرآن فيه هدى أتى به لرسول الله جبريل، فيه شفاء نفوس من غوايتها أعمى بصيرتها زيغ وتضليل. What a month this poem carries on. What a month, what a month. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Hazrat Salman reports this hadith. O my ummah, and this was before the entry of this month, قَدْ أَظَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. A very, very great blessed month has dawned upon you. A month in which there's a night better than 1,000 months. Allah's Nabi then explained the fast and the tahajjud and the taraweeh. Allah's Nabi in this hadith explains the taraweeh and the fast. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains good deeds being multiplied. Allah's Nabi explains this month to be a month of patience and tolerance, a month of helping others, a month of an increase in rizq, a month of making ikram for others, a month of increasing in four qualities: abundance of la ilaha illallah, abundance of istighfar, begging, beseeching Allah's forgiveness, a month of beseeching Allah's Jannah, seeking Allah's protection from the fire of Jahannam, a month of quenching others, feeding others, a month of helping others, assisting others, uplifting others, supporting others. In one hadith of Hazrat Ubadah radiallahu anhu, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ لَتُزَيَّنُ مِنَ السَّنَةِ إِلَى السَّنَةِ لِشَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. Jannah is decorated throughout the year for this month. Jannah is decorated for this month. When Ramadan comes in, Jannah asks Allah, Allahumma ja'allana fi hadha ash-shahri min 'ibadika sukkana. O Allah, make for us, grant us your special servants, decree their residence in us in this month of Ramadan. Decree it for them, grant them, make it theirs. Allahu Akbar. This hadith mentions, Hazrat Ubadah radiallahu anhu reports, Allah's Nabi who said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَمَنْ صَانَ نَفْسَهُ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. He who preserves and protects, preserves himself from sin, and stops his nafs from wrong, from sin, from defiance, from opulence, from gunah in this month, فَلَمْ يَشْرَبْ فِيهِ مُسْكِرًا. He stays away from all intoxicants. وَلَمْ يَرْمِ فِيهِ مُؤْمِنًا بِالْبُهْتَانِ. He doesn't slander anyone. He doesn't perpetrate the sin of backbiting. And he leaves every sin altogether. Allah blesses him with the hoor of paradise. And Allah grants him, زوجه الله كل ليلة مئة حورا وبنى له قصرا في الجنة. Allah blesses him with a palace in Jannah, من ذهب وفضة وياقوت وزبرجد, made of gold, silver, emerald, ruby. Allah's Nabi describes this beautiful palace. لو أن الدنيا جمعت, if the world is accumulated, the world is gathered and bundled and placed inside this one palace that one mu'min receives because of one fast in Ramadan, the whole world will not even take the space of a rope that is used to tie the goats in the world. Allahu Akbar. But the hadith continues. The hadith continues. Allah save us. Allah help us. He who continues his life as normal and doesn't realize the value of this month, and he partakes and intakes intoxicants and slanders others and perpetrates sin. For every sin perpetrated, Ahbatallahu amalahu sana, good deeds of a year is nullified from his book of deeds. The hadith then states, be cautious of this month and be conscious of Allah in this month. فَاتَّقُوا شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ. It is exclusively Allah's month. فَإِنَّهُ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ. Violate it not. Allah has given you months to prepare for this month. This month is exclusive. فَاحْذَرُوا رَمَضَانِ.
Be careful of this month. Allahu Akbar. Allah, give us tawfiq to value this month. Really, let's stay away from sin. Let's do good deeds. Let's increase in good deeds. Let's change our lives for the better. Life is very, very short. Life is very, very short. Invest for akhirah. People are leaving this world daily. Allah Ta'ala, give Maulana Saab and the students and Maulana's family who just passed away in this week, Allah grant them Jannatul Firdaus. And Allah make it easy for their family members who are tearing. Allah make it easy for them. Every one of us have to go. Let us please Allah. Let us make Allah happy. Let's use Ramadan as a stepping stone to change and become better. And Ramadan will become a changing point in our life to such an extent that we must spend our life like Ramadan. Hazrat Maulana In'amul Hasan Rahmatullah Alayhi so beautifully said, Jo zindagi guzarega, Ramadan ki tarah, maut aayegi, Eid ki chand ki tarah. He who aspires to spend his life like Ramadan, Allah give us tawfiq, Allah give us tawfiq. When death comes, it'll be news to him like the sighting of the moon of Eid. And we request one and all, every day, establish the halaqah of ta'aleem in our homes. Increase our time in the masjid. Increase our tilawat of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Increase our time in dua. Increase our khidmat for others. Increase our talking to others about Islam. Even non-Muslims' hearts. Because the shayateen are locked up. Suffidati shayateen. Even non-Muslims' hearts are soft. Muslims' hearts are soft. Take this opportunity. Every day also, talk to people good things about deen. Bring people to masjid. Connect people to akhirah. Really, it is an opportunity. So let us increase in our investments for the akhirah. Like the poet says, وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ بَاكِيًا مُسْتَصْرِخًا وَالنَّاسُ حَوْلَكَ ضَاحِكُونَ سُرُورًا فَاعْمَدْ إِلَىٰ عَمَلٍ تَكُونُ إِذَا بَكَوْا فِي يَوْمِ مَوْتِكَ ضَاحِكًا مَسْرُورًا. He says, your mother gave birth to you. You were crying. Everyone around you was happy. Please Allah, please Allah, do for Allah. Increase in your efforts for akhirah. That the day you have to leave, everyone is crying, but you are very, very happy. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Ummi. That's three quls for all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum and the entire Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.